This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
August 1st? No, they won on the 31st.
Oh, they won on the 31st.
Okay, the 31st. Right. Okay, and I'll give you the 31st because the trade deadline was like at 1 in the afternoon.
Right, okay, yeah.
So they won that night. All right, here we come. Scooter, ready?
But then August 1st, it gets real.
Lose to Philadelphia, lose the series. Lose to Colorado, lose the series, 2-1. Washington comes to your barn. Sweep.
Yeah, you took the broom.
Philadelphia comes back. You win the series there.
But probably you could make a case you should have swept it.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. But they took 3 of 4 then. But my greater point is, are you ready? August 1st, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the first 7 games, the first week after the trade deadline, they went 1-6. That was your answer to, hey, don't trade these guys because we're ready to make a run for the wild card.
So was it a mistake?
I think now in retrospect, yes. Double mistake in Madison Bumgarner's circumstance, because unless you are going to sign him, you did him a tremendous disservice by not letting him become a true free agent.
You may have hindered his ability to earn the maximum amount for him.
And we have had this discussion before. I am a firm believer that we will see Madison Bumgarner pitching next year the first week after the All-Star break. Because once the Giants tender him,
wow,
no team is going to give up the draft pick in order to sign him. By the way,
now does that make it a smart move on the Giants' part, though? Because they may box him in to having to take a lesser of a contract than he would want, but give the Giants a window to move in and scoop
take.
Him up.
Interesting take.
Because that was actually part of my argument as to why you don't trade him, was the fact that you put the qualifying offer on him. Other teams don't give him a huge offer. You can kind of swoop in Farhan Zaidi.
Yeah,
and get him for maybe a little more than maybe the
okay.
The higher ups give him a little, little sweetener, but not the sweetener he thinks he's going to get.
Right, he's not getting Strasburg, Scherzer, Verlander. Name your guy. He's not getting Lester money, and Lester was 5 years ago. He ain't getting that money.
No,
Lester's at 27.5
because the prices have come down.
Right, everything's coming down. So you're not getting the elite pitcher number, which I can make the case that if anybody deserves it, the Giants should pay him for past performance, but Farhan Zaidi's not beholden to him. I'm going to give you my take in a second. Can I get Filmo Mike?
Let's get Filmo Mike, and then I got a question to throw back at you.
All right.
That we can...
We'll kick back and forth.
We're
coming close to the break, but I want to get Filmo Mike. Filmo, welcome in 95-7 The Game. What do you got on Jimmy G?
Oh, man. Jimmy G just got to he needs the refs. He got to play more. But I love when they put whoever the PD or the MD is, they put the I couples together. They get the underdogs on. JD, Cozumore. Dude was playing with your name. I don't know what's going on, but he's playing with your name. But anyway, hey, if I would have a jersey name, my jersey name, because, I'm 6'1", 6'2". I weigh about 250, but I'm quick on my feet, right, JD?
Oh yeah!
Look, I look kind of chubby, but I got quick feet. So a lot of times I'll be guarding somebody that's smaller than me or somebody that's quicker than me that think they could guard me. And when I score on them, or when I steal the ball, you know what I say? I just look like this because anybody can hoop. Anybody can hoop. Anybody can get their ass busted on that hoop court. You could be Asian with glasses and cross somebody over looking like James Harden. That's why I love basketball, people. Y'all have a great show. And don't forget, watch your back.
I'm all about Filmo Mike.
Yeah, I'm a huge Filmo Mike guy.
Anytime a guy calls, I want him on the air. Is he right? Anybody can cross anybody over? Anybody can Allen Iverson anybody when you're on the hoop court?
I beat our producer one-on-one the other night.
Really? Where'd you guys play?
Are we allowed to say? Are we allowed to? Was it our buddy Matt Steinmetz's house?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Steinmetz have a little gathering?
He has the perfect half court in his backyard. It's level.
Uh-huh.
It's cemented. It's got a legit hoop.
Cement or sport court?
No, it's cement.
Okay, cement.
Yeah.
Give me the rim.
It's into the cement.
He's got.
And it's like an NBA.
It's like a real
deal. A legit NBA. Like,
wow.
Backboard.
Really?
And rim. Breakaway rim.
Really?
And
adjustable?
Nasher and I think we played to 7. I think I won 7-3.
Okay.
But that's
dominance.
That was the JV. That was the JV matchup.
That's your dominance.
Because Nasher got our guy Steinmetz and Horse.
Oh, really?
Beat him on his home court.
Wow. Did you puff out your chest, Nash man? I hope you did.
But Nasher crossed me over a couple times.
Did he?
Yeah.
He Iversoned you.
Yeah, he did. He
put did he
me
step
on,
over
he,
you?
He put me on skates.
Did he step over you?
But I ended up beating him.
Did he Teron Lou you?
He did.
Oh,
he stepped
awesome.
In my throat.
All right. I'll tell you what, we're gonna step aside. We're gonna get back into you. You said you've got a question you want to lob at me?
From the text line.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to do it now or should we wait?
It's just about Bumgarner. We could wait.
Okay, let's do that when we continue. Later on today, Ian Williams. We're gonna talk 49ers with him at 12:30. It's 12 past 11 on a Saturday. John Dickinson, Jim Cozumore. You can always join us. Hey, I would love to hear from you if you're going to the game tonight.
Yeah, concrete, not cement. Concrete.
Oh, concrete?
Yeah, it's fine.
What's the difference?
Semantics.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have to. Yeah.
Cement is what you pour into it. It becomes concrete. Okay. Just thought we'd teach all of you that. I'd love to hear from you if you're going to the game tonight. Are you a Giants fan going to the Collie? Are you an A's fan? Are you going to the Treehouse? What do you look for? By the way, there's one of those two teams is far better than the other. It'll be interesting to see the type of fan who shows up tonight. 888-957-9570 or hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. JD and Coe's till 1 on 95.7 The Game.
The Game.
Slamming our way through a Saturday. Thank you very much for listening in. 95.7 The Game, your place to be. As we've gone over the 49ers and what they've got to do tonight. 5 o'clock kickoff.
We've got full-blown Jimmy G panic.
Well, you do. I've peeled the layers back, and I'm seeing it on a second level.
You're throw your guy under the bus guy.
No, I'm not. You know what?
Listen, Jagweed.
I know.
But that would be my nickname for you on your jersey.
That'll be my jersey, Jagweed.
Jagbag.
That's not bad. You could be Jagbag, I'll be Jagweed. Because it is player weekend.
And our Oak Franciscos.
Did you see, I would wear an Oak Francisco jersey out to dinner, let alone to the Bay Bridge Series. Like, that's how proud of my Oak Francisco I would be.
All right.
When we were still doing Sports Talk Live, we were doing Friday tailgate shows. I had a jersey made up. It was half Raider, half 49er jersey. And
wow. That one doesn't go down as well.
I was wearing that proudly, but it was getting lampooned.
I was having a hard time swallowing.
I know you were. Thought we were gonna have to come in here and, you know, perform the Heimlich on you. But I was wearing one of those on those shows. I thought it was awesome. No, you're not a fan of that.
You might be the lone guy that could get away with that one, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too.
Because you're likable.
There was a time when I was. The radio has kind of exposed me for not being as nice a guy as
TV. What are you saying? You're a fraud?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm kind of a TV nice guy fraud. You know?
You're likable until people get to know you.
Yes. Yes. That is, like, everyone's like, man, I wish you were on the radio more often. No, you don't.
No, because then you'd hate me.
Yeah, because I'd get
exposed.
And
then I'd hate you.
Exactly. I'd get exposed. The more I'm on, the worse I get. If I'm on every once in a while, I'm on. But if I'm every day, it's not as good. I'm just letting you know.
Just going to throw this one at you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Chilton Auto Body text line.
Okay.
I think you can only say the Giants made a mistake not trading Bumgarner if they don't re-sign Bumgarner. Is that the only – do we have to look at it that way?
If they don't re-sign him, then it's a mistake.
Like,
I would
like
say,
when you don't trade him and then it doesn't work out and you're six games out on August 24th, as the Giants are today.
Right.
So you're not really in the race anymore, mm-hmm. but you kept Bumgarner. Is it only a mistake to have kept Bumgarner if you then don't keep him for 2020?
Yes. I do think it's a mistake if you don't re-sign him. And I don't get the sense that there. Here's a suggestion from the 209. 3 years, $66 million.
Not enough.
Okay. So if we use John Lester as a bar, $27.5 million a year, he's going to get less than that, but more than $22 a year.
I don't know that he's going to get less than that per year.
You don't think
he's not going to get as many years.
Okay.
I know that.
Okay.
So I think $25 million a year is $25 to $30 million a year is about right, actually.
If Farhan Zaidi calls up Madison Bumgarner on the last day of the year and says, hey, 3 years, 75. Right now, let's do it. You think Madison does it?
No. 375?
3 years, 75 million. 25 a year.
So you're Farhan.
Yep.
And you're coming to me and I'm Madison.
Yep.
And you say three and 75.
Yep.
I'm saying no.
You're willing to go out on the open market.
Yep.
Knowing full well, I'm going to tender you.
Yep.
And someone's going to have to pay up on a draft pick.
I'm not accepted 3 at 75.
All right.
It's more like 4 and 100.
Someone just texted something that was funny.
We're going to lose the license again?
We might. No, actually, we wouldn't. It's very funny.
Because we can lose the license in the first 6-7 minutes.
We can't.
We're always on. Like, whenever we do a show together, it's those first 12 minutes.
Yep.
We get through those first 12 minutes, get into that first break. The license is intact. We're good to go the rest of the
day. We should never talk to each other outside of on air. When we talk to each other outside of on air, you right. see the second yes. text on that list?
Let me move up.
It's very funny.
I'm going to read that one.
Oh, yeah.
925. That's actually a text of the day. Coz voted most likely to get his ass kicked at either San Francisco or Oakland home game. Like you could be at Candlestick. You could be at the Coliseum. You could be at Levi's. You could be at Oracle Park.
Yep.
And you'd be most likely to get his ass kicked
because
you're just rooting against whoever the home team is at all four venues.
Isn't that? And here I am rooting for one of the Bay Area teams. I'm still most likely to get my ass kicked.
Right. You like them all.
I like
you
everybody.
You like them all.
Yeah.
But you're getting pummeled.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Maybe that's what should go on the back of your jersey. Just that. Most likely to get his ass kicked.
Maybe that's going That would be a good name.
It would be like
a
Yastrzemski. It would go all the way down.
It would be just like me and Mike Yastrzemski side by side. Oh, man. By the way, did you see, speaking of Players Weekend and the names on the back of the jersey, did you see Wee Chung Wang's name on the back of his? Okay. They're not letting Dickinson put his nickname on there.
And I'm personally offended. I'm out on Players Weekend because I, like Alex Dickerson, cannot put...
You're Dickinson.
Same difference.
Yes.
Same difference as far as what he wanted to put on the back of his jersey.
That's true. But Wei Chung Wang, Wee Chung Wang, has Wang on the back of his jersey.
That's his name, though.
I know, but that's...
But that's his actual
Dickerson
name.
Dickerson can't... I know.
I mean,
if Dickerson can't put a nickname on?
If Andy Dick was playing, he could do it.
Okay, I got you.
The comedian.
The comedian could go and wear that on the back of his jersey.
Right.
Alex Dickerson cannot.
Because that's his name.
Gotcha. All right, thank you for that. How about this? From the 831, Madison Bumgarner gets the call, $130 million, 5 years.
I think that he would do.
There is no way there's a team in baseball that's going to offer him $130 in 5 years.
I actually think Yeah, I think 5 and 130 is about right.
You do?
Like, that's the number that he would take. That is more than it should be, but
do you think the
capable
Giants
capable of the Giants choking it down?
Let me ask you. So, that's my question.
I don't think Farhan would want to do that.
No,
but I could also see maybe others high
Larry
up in the organization say,
yes.
"Yeah, you know what? You know what, Farhan, you're on the hook for the 4 and 90 that mm-hmm. you would have given him. And you know what? The extra 40, that's on us.
Yeah. All right. So
that's our debt of gratitude." For wanting to keep the guy around, wanting him to be happy, and everything he did before you got here.
Does that buy you any favor among your fan base? Fans are probably going to say,
No, it's more price of admission.
Really?
That's more, hey, you kept the guy that's a good, maybe not great, but a good pitcher still.
If I'm Farhan Zaidi and someone does walk down the hall and knocks on my door and say, we got that, hey. Go ahead. You can give him a look. We got it. Does Farhan say, I thought I was in charge of all this. I got to make the baseball decisions. Does he then start to second guess just how much he can do what he wants to do? Maybe in his mind, it's not good to have that guy on for 5 years. I know the organization can afford it, but in his eyes, that's not the right move for the organization.
Well, look at the deal they were going to reportedly offer or did offer Bryce Harper. I mean, there's no way Farhan Zaidi was...
They never got to 300, though,
but there's
they?
No way Farhan Zaidi was cool giving him a 12-year contract or whatever it was.
But Farhan Zaidi did say, we are more than willing to talk to a guy and get what we think is a deal. Now, maybe for Bryce Harper, 280 was a deal. By the way, if you're Washington, you're kind of laughing right now, aren't you? You offered the guy 310 on the last day of the regular season last year. He said no. You're in the playoff spot right now. You're laughing if you're the Washington Nationals.
4.5 games up are the Nationals on the Phillies.
A little more than a month to play.
Phillies still only 2.5 out, though.
Of the wild card?
Behind the Cub. What if you get Philly in there and they play Washington?
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
In Washington.
Let me ask you that. Boy, if you're the TV networks.
That's what you want, right?
Do you want that? Or you, because you know the Cubs get TV ratings no matter what.
Although,
they do.
Yeah, you want the Cub. So do the Cardinals.
Cardinals get TV ratings. I hate the Cardinals. Cardinals get TV ratings. You know what? I might lean towards the Phillies.
Well, here's what you want if you're MLB. You want to give the Cubs the Atlanta division.
Okay.
No. You want to give the Cubs the Atlanta division, knock Atlanta out, and then get Philly, Washington.
You don't think Atlanta's the global team it used to be when they were on the Superstation?
They may be a little bit.
They're at the end of that, though.
Because those, yeah, but I think, though, but now we're at the point where those fans have kids that, those fans probably have kids in their 20s.
Really?
Ooh. Probably.
I should have kids in my 20s. I was not able to at that point.
Well,
I wasn't able. Married. Well, I'd have to have been seriously involved. Charlie in New York. Hey, Chaz, thanks for using radio.com and joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Give me your take on the Bay Bridge series, Charlie.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Listen, one quick point about the Giants. I think that winning streak of theirs about a month ago, I think it's going to set the organization back. I think the worst thing that could have happened to them was they went on this little winning. I think it was fool's gold, unfortunately. I think they are in desperate need of a rebuild, and they should have. Without a doubt, if they hadn't won, they would have moved Baumgartner and try to move some pieces from Samardzija. Anyway, with the A's, I listen, I'm a diehard A's fan, but in terms of the Bay series, I don't have a vested interest because I live in New York. But this is the same script the A's do every 4 or 5 years, isn't it? They go for 3-4 years. They're very competitive. Billy Bean throws a bunch of ragtag players together. They bring up some great young players like Chapman and Olsen. They're going to go deep into the playoffs, and then they get into the playoffs and lose either the wild card or they'll lose the first round of the playoffs. So this is the same script that's been going on now for about 20 years with the A's. I'd like to see something different this year. I don't know if I will. I'm overly impressed with the people they brought in, like Tanner Roark, And Homer, I look like Christian Bailey.
He does look like Christian Bales. You're absolutely right. He does it, so now that you mention it.
Spitting image of him.
Yep.
So listen, I'm impressed. I hope I'm proven wrong, but I think they'll make the playoffs and probably wind up losing the wild card. Anyway, and my nickname, if you were interested, instead of Shazam, let's go with Chazam.
I like it. Chazam. I like it. Charlie, Chazam. Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it. You know what? I don't think this is a ragtag group of athletics. They're the best team in the Bay Area when it comes to baseball.
Oh, yeah, and they have been all year.
By far.
No doubt.
They are entertaining to watch. They are young and talented.
And that's a year-to-year evaluation, but they were last year and they are this year.
They are thumpers up and down the lineup. If you take every position of the Giants and every position of the A's...
Your Oak Francisco team?
If I were to put together my Oak Francisco team right now, I'm not so certain I have a Francisco portion of that team. Right? Because at first base, I'm taking Olson.
Yeah, and at shortstop, you're taking Semien, and at third base, you're taking Chapman.
When were you ever able to say you were going to take Marcus Semien over Brandon Crawford?
It's been a couple of years now.
I know, but it doesn't sound like it makes sense, does it?
If you watch him play.
But it's by far.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Semien's a better player.
Marcus Semien's been one of the best players in the American League this year.
He's really good. Really good. You're taking the third baseman.
You're probably putting Buster Posey in there.
You probably are, but is it for offense or for the way he...
But you're hitting Buster Posey probably eighth or ninth.
If you're hitting him seventh or eighth, depends on the type of lineup, if you're putting a National League lineup together or not. I don't care what menagerie of characters the A's put in the outfield. You want to count Laureano? You don't want to count Laureano. You want Grossman. You want Canna. You want Piscotty. Am I leaving anyone out? I'll throw Pinder in that.
Yeah, you can't. There isn't really. I mean, Yaz might get his way into the conversation a little bit, depending upon,
If I'm being nice.
If you want to get maybe him over Grossman.
Exactly. If I'm being nice, I'll give you Yaz over Grossman in left. I'm going to take either Laureano or Canna in center.
Laureano's
Scotty in right.
Laureano's got to be there if healthy for the year he's had, because he's had an incredible year.
Okay, so and we're counting on him being healthy.
I might put Canna in right because Piscotty missed some time.
I don't disagree with you. I might give you Scooter Gennett at second over Profar.
Yeah,
Profar hasn't set the world on fire, but I might give you Gennett. And I might give you Posey. Is that about it?
That's about it.
If I had one game to win this year, would you give it to Bumgarner or would you give it to Smokey, which is the nickname for one Mike Fiers?
No, you'd take Bumgarner. It's Bumgarner.
It's Bumgarner,
yeah.
Hands down?
It's Bumgarner.
All right. If you got any thoughts on that, 888-957-9570, or hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Some people want to talk Bay Bridge Series here, John.
How about that?
I'm all about the Bay Bridge Series. Concord Jeff, I was in Concord just the other day at the Costco in Concord. Jeff, welcome into 95.7 The Game. Are you going to the Bay Bridge Series? You watching it? Are you paying attention? Are you excited about the trophy as I am? Because I am excited.
Yeah, I am excited. It's funny that you say that you were in Costco. I'm pulling up to Costco right now, Concord.
There you go.
As far as the A's go, I'm diehard A's fan. I'm gonna need them. I'm gonna need to see them pull through this this little playoff series, because the last couple of years it's been no hope.
Let me ask you something. Do you buy what our last caller said, Chazam, when he was saying that it's kind of the same story for the A's? They're gonna get the wild card. They're gonna lose in the wild card, and then they're gonna just play 163 games. Or do you have a belief that this might be a different team this year?
You know, with this pitching staff, I would hope so, but I mean, the last couple of years when we had John Lester, I kind of thought the same thing, so we need to see something.
All right. I like it, Jeff. Thanks, man. We appreciate the call. Enjoy your shopping trip. Delmore is in Oakland at 888-957-9570. Delmore, which is a cool name, Bay Bridge Series. You going? Are you watching? Are you paying attention, Delmore? How do you see the Bay Bridge Series?
I'll be listening on the radio because, the A's, we're rolling right now. I'm like, Bay Bridge Series, I think we're looking good going this. We just swept the freaking Yankees. I mean, we're
and took three of four from the Astros.
That's what I'm talking about. Best teams in baseball. We're playing right with them. And so I'm like, if people complaining about the A's, because I'm like, look, the seats are cheap. I can get, it's very reasonable. And they put a competitive team on the field. Who knows? We win a wild card game, and then we'll see.
You want to know something? It's the best sports bang for your buck in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
Going to see the A's.
It's a chill night out, man. It's fun.
It's a fun night.
I'm sorry, this team's exciting, yeah.
And that's the thing. If you're a baseball fan, you want to go and see them play baseball. If you're just a sports fan and you want a good night out, it's a great atmosphere. I'm telling you, best bang for your sports buck is going to see the A's play.
It's the infield in its prime. That's a great infield.
Oh, that's a good point, too. Except second base probably have a little hole there. But other than that, I think you're all set. Delmore, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
People are fired up, Kozer.
I like that. I want them fired up. I want some tailgating out there tonight in Oakland.
That's the part that I probably like the most, is the tailgating.
Really?
Yeah. There was a group of us for a number of years. Not really, as people have gotten married and families and different things that, things have cut. But there was a group 4, 5, 6 years straight, going back maybe a decade ago or so, we'd go out to the Coliseum and tailgate before one of the A's Giants games.
About a month ago, it seemed incomprehensible to say this, but the Athletics are in a position where they could actually host the wild card.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, it was Cleveland 3.5 and 4.5 ahead, and Cleveland was making a run at taking a lead in their division.
Yeah, right now, technically, it's Tampa. It would be, right now, Tampa is the one currently, and then the A's and the Indians are tied. So right now the A's and the Indians would be playing off to get to the playoff.
Exactly. You have to have
a
play-in for the play-in.
And the A's do have the tiebreaker over both those teams, by the way.
Nice.
As far as they would host any tiebreaker between the two.
Let me just ask this. Let me ask you this. And it's not incomprehensible. The Athletics get the number one wild card. Host it. What's the fervor around here? What's our Bay Area fervor? Is the ferv meter up at about a 9, an 8, a 7, a 10?
I think a lot of A's fans would want to keel over because it's the one game that they just haven't been able to win.
Go back to Kansas City, John Lester on the bump.
Last year.
Got the lead. Last year you go in. You know what?
The game fives where it's 2-2 all act as wild card games.
That's true. Last year was the one that stings because I thought you could play with the Yankees. And you decide on the most important game of the year to go opener instead of start Mike Fiers, right? Liam Hendricks started the game, and if you were late in tuning in, you missed the game.
Yeah.
Because it was over before it started, basically.
Sure.
Because, he just couldn't get anything done, couldn't get anybody out. It was over. And you will forever – now, this is me as a fan. Don't you forever go into that offseason thinking if they'd adjust – started the starter who had been pitching so well. That's why you brought him here.
They screwed it up.
But if you're an analytics guy, don't you just put your head in the pillow and go, no, analytics told us that was the smartest thing we could have possibly done. It just didn't work out today.
I don't think that's true.
See, I do think there's a layer of analytics guy who doesn't have an emotional feeling
now,
towards a decision.
Starting Liam Hendricks this year would have no problem with.
You wouldn't?
Would not, because he's been
really
great this year, mainly as a closer.
Don't you want to keep him in that role then?
But that's kind of my point. My point on the opener thing is you don't start a guy who stinks. And Liam Hendricks stunk last year. He's been awesome this year. He's been phenomenal. He's been one of the best relievers in baseball this year.
Right.
He stunk last year. He was not good last year.
Okay.
He got DFA'd during the season.
That's not good. And now all of a sudden he's your closer.
He's been good this year, though. He's been great this year, actually.
Boy, Trinan, for a while there, I thought he was going to catch his old wind, but boy, he has not.
But every year's different.
Every year is different. Getting back to the initial question, is it a failure that you didn't move Madison Bumgarner now that you know what you know? You know that the Giants, previous caller said it, fool's gold. It was fool's gold. I got caught up in it. Everyone did. You know what I really believed? And I heard this, I think, from Tim Flannery. If the Giants really wanted to keep Madison Bumgarner, why don't you pull him in and say, Madison, you want to be a Giant? He says yes. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to trade you because we're going to get pieces for you. But in the offseason, we're coming to get you.
And I don't think he wanted that. See, that's
too bad.
Like I don't know that Madison Bumgarner wanted to stay 2020, 2021, 2022. Right. To me, that depends on the offer. But Madison Bumgarner, independent of the future, I do believe he wanted to stay this season to finish it out with Bruce Bochy, to finish it out with some of the guys that he'd been around with.
He didn't want to go to pick your team, say Cleveland Indians.
They were hot, and he wanted to finish it with Bochy.
Right. He didn't want to go to Minnesota,
and then he wants the Giants to step up and pay him what he feels he's worth.
That's his world.
Yeah,
that's his. This is what we need to do. This is, and if Madison Bumgarner gets to paint the picture of what the world looks like, it looks like him wearing a Giants uniform the rest of this year, trying to get him into the playoffs, whether they're in or not. It's the Giants coming to him and saying, "Oh yeah, here's your, what do you call it? You're calling five. I don't think he's getting 5 years.
Here's your 4-110.
4-110. Shade under 30. You know what? 4-110?
115. 110, 115-ish.
That's not bad. That's not bad. If they offered him that, does he say yes? It's a shade under 30 mil.
Probably would.
All right. Because I don't think any team's going to five with him. Let's step aside when we continue. Dylan, you're first up on the phone lines at 888-957-9570. A little more on the Bay Bridge series. If we're wrong, we were spitballing a starting eight between the Giants and the Athletics. You give Yastrzemski left, you give Jeanette second, and you give Posey home plate. That's about it.
That's about it.
Oof. And I think everyone pretty much agrees it's Madison Bumgarner on the bump. John Dickinson, Jim Cosimo with you on a gorgeous Saturday morning. Marine layer starting to burn off a little bit, starting to brighten up out there, starting to really enjoy it. It's going to be about 90-something where you and I are living.
I love that, though. Give me the heat.
Yeah, I like the heat, too. I got the pool covered. It's going to be like a bathtub in my pool.
I lost you for a second because I realized I didn't pay my meter.
I know.
And I'm about 40 overdue.
Oof.
So I'm probably getting a ticket.
This is going to cost me to work today. It's going to cost
me. I'm paying for the last, hour and a half that we're going to be here.
Thank you.
But I'm also praying I didn't get a ticket in the last 40 minutes.
You want to run down there?
I probably did.
You want to run down there and take a look?
No, I'll just wait, because I just paid it through.
All righty. Fair enough.
Why not? So I may get the double ding.
God, this is terrible.
I paid for the hour and a half. I may still have the ticket.
Oh, that's brutal. All that and more. We'll find out if JD's paying more next on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Off the Chilton Autobody text line, working hard at the Portland airport. Our guy wants to know what's our top five drink lineup for the tailgate if we're doing Giants A's.
Right.
You had a good one.
Well, I'm going with my vodka lemonade that I'll make, which is.
But it's not just hear them out.
I go with a vodka, and then a little ice. I go with a vodka. I go lemon LaCroix.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your soda there, and then some fresh lemon juice, some fresh squeezed lemon in that, and it's like a lemonade.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing. And
doesn't have the sugar.
And the only calories are the calories from the vodka.
That's a good call. On a hot day, I'm a big fan of, and I did this when you were over the other day, I'll mix a cider and a dark beer together.
Yeah.
So I'll do like a cider and Guinness.
Like that?
And I'll mix that up. That's going to be on the platter. See, I'm typically a Manhattan man. I like to drink the Manhattans, but I don't think that's tailgate worthy.
No, it's a little
too. There's too much that goes into
a
Manhattan.
There's too much effort.
There's too much effort into it.
That's what it is.
That's my problem.
Because you said you like drinking Manhattans,
I do.
May or may not have had multiple last night.
Yes,
may or may not. And I said, I like an old fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, old fashioned. I don't know. You tell me what you said. I don't have time for that.
I don't have time to make one of those.
Okay, well.
Because you got to muddle stuff, right?
Yeah.
Does anyone have a good old fashioned recipe?
But then you don't. So that would knock the old fashioned out for the tailgate.
Yes. Yes. That knocks it out. It's a great drink. Manhattan, out. It's too much work. You know what I need?
Henny and Grand Marnier. That's
not a bad call. Grand Marnier, well, although that's going to be a winter tailgate drink.
Henny? The Hen?
I think Henny and Grand Marnier are winter drinks.
Well,
that's the way I look at it.
That's prime tailgate season, though.
That is. But if I'm doing a ball game, tell me if this is ludicrous or not. I'm a fan of the ready-made margarita mix. It's already got the liquor in it. Pour it into my glass. I got my margarita. Might throw a little Grand Marnier on top of it.
A little topper.
To finish it off. A little topper.
Pro topper.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the topper when it comes to that.
Well, see, and then that's the other thing. It's like, yeah, you put your... I'll do the ice, and then like maybe I'll do the vodka.
Yep.
And then, you know, LaCroix, we'll do lemon juice, mix it up. You mix it up, you get it good to go. Then you do a little vodka topper.
Oh, I like that. A little bonus vodka.
A little topper.
To give you the flavor.
A little whiskey topper in the winter if you're doing maybe a Jameson and ginger.
There you go. That's a good call.
Ginger beer or ginger ale, but I like a ginger beer in the winter.
I've got
calories to give back.
Funny you say that. I've got some ginger beer all nice and cool right now in the fridge, in the outdoor drinking fridge.
Sometimes I'll just have a ginger beer.
Really?
I
need to have some type of a topper. I need a topper on my ginger beer.
Do a little Jameson.
I've got a Japanese whiskey at home I might use as my topper.
You could do that.
You know?
A little Japanese whiskey and ginger?
Yep. Beer. Ginger beer.
A little ginger beer.
So those are, we're just giving you some suggestions as to what could be in our tailgate drink fest. All right? Good comment. We're talking a little bit Bay Bridge series here.
Which led us to tailgating.
Which is going to happen.
And drinking.
Exactly. And so we have this one. Because we suggest, someone said 5 and 130. And you said you thought he'd sign for that, right? 5 and 5 years, 130.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he would in a heartbeat. But the 925 with a great, points this out, great suggestion here. Isn't 5 and 130 for bum walking right down the same road that you walked with Belt, Posey, Crawford, etc.? Isn't it the exact same thing?
He's still more productive now than those guys were even then.
We thought those guys were going to carry.
I see where you're going, but he's still better than all those guys.
All right.
Even now. But will he be 5 years from now? I mean, it's a fair question.
Okay. Because, well, listen, we would assume that in the fifth year, that deal is not going to be good. And let me ask you this.
To me, you try to go fewer years, and if that means you bump up the cash a little bit more, so be it.
How about this? What if you front load? Which I'm always intrigued as to why teams don't do this more, and I'm sure there's an answer for it. Why not front load?
The drinks are...
They're flowing?
The drinks are going. And somebody's saying not a topper, it's a floater. Who cares?
Oh, really?
But if
I like the term topper better than floater.
Exactly.
It just sounds better coming off the lips.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little floater. A little floater. It's
that's
the same, not
bad. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Guys are on the same team.
Right.
But it's social media and sports talk radio. The perfect combination.
So people are angry.
For being angry. For making snide comments and hating things.
What about a dirty Canadian?
I'm not going to say it.
That's not my joke
to say. You were going to, because my wife is Canadian.
That's not my joke to say.
You were going there. Easy, buddy.
That's not my joke to say after seeing her for the first time in a decade and a half.
And she made up a heck of a double burger for
double you. Double burger.
She made a quality double burger the other night.
She did.
My wife can do, you know what? If my wife can do one thing, it's make a damn good hamburger. All right? So just back off, my wife.
Hey.
Hands off. Hands off policy on my wife.
Not my joke to tell there, pal.
All righty.
But a dirty Canadian,
which is half Crown Royal and a half 1800 tequila? I don't know if I'd go with that. Does that sound good?
That sounds like it would punch you right in the face.
I'm done. I'm not going to get a complete game on that using that formula. That's coming close to a Long Island iced tea.
925. All this booze talk is making me want to get banged up. Making me want to get a little banged up.
Who doesn't? Dylan.
And that guy, you know what? That guy's done.
You're done, buddy. Okay, mister? Or miss. Maybe it's a young woman. Because believe it or not, there are a lot of nice, lovely young women.
This is also the guy that repeatedly is texting in, the guy that we're going to ban, repeatedly texts in, hey, JD, can you say that's a problem? Because they've made that into a drop, because I say that a lot.
I like it, though.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a problem.
And now you're banned.
Exactly. Dylan in Oakland.
Have a nice life.
Bay Bridge series, and I want a nickname for you. Let's start with the Bay Bridge series, Dylan. The A's have more at stake because they're in a race. For Giants fans, though, does it have any meaning? Like, hey, we're able to knock off a team that's a playoff caliber team.
So there's been some years where the Giants in a down year have embarrassed us, even when we were doing okay. So I feel like there's always the chance to stake a claim to some dominance, no matter what the rest of your record is, if you take this. So I think they're taking it serious. I went to the SF side. I caught a game with my uncle, who's a big Giants fan. I didn't wear any gear and kept my mouth shut, but it was a real game.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? It was a heck of a series when those two played back here, back in San Francisco.
It was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, the first game came down to the last inning.
The first game
was
tremendous.
Great game.
That was the one I caught. I mean, I'm on my feet watching us, and I'm watching some calls I didn't like from the ump, but again,
right.
My mouth shut. I felt like our closer couldn't get anything, you know, south of the letters to get a strike on it. But it was, it was a good old time. These two will be. I'm not going to catch them because I've been catching a bunch lately. I went to the Yanks on Tuesday, but I'll be sneaking away to check score for sure.
Good job. I like it. I like that you're there. What nickname do you have on the back of your Players Only jersey?
Well, Pickle, because I was Dill Pickle growing up.
I like it.
And, yeah, you know.
That's a good – you know what? That's a good Players Weekend nickname. I'll be honest with you, Pickle.
Yeah, there was a Dylan. There was a pitcher last name Dylan running through the A's organization. If it comes back, that'll be his. Drink for you, though.
Wait, I'll go ahead. What do you got, a drink?
Yeah, so a sweet tea julep. So brew some hot water, brew some black tea, put some baking sugar in it, and then throw some fresh mint in at the end, and then go two parts Jim Beam, one part that mix. Pop it in your freezer to cool it off, serve it on ice with some mint on top.
Really?
Drink it all day because there's caffeine.
Dude, I'm in.
I like it.
That sounds pretty good. I'm going to start brewing now. Dylan, thanks. Pickles was a very good nickname, too.
The other one I like is a Dill Pickle Martini. Have you ever had, I think we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, now I've heard of a dirty martini.
Yeah, it's a dirty martini.
Okay.
Only you use the pickle juice in a pickle.
I've not had that.
Instead of the olive juice and olives.
So you get the brining of the pickle juice.
Yeah.
In with the vodka with a pickle.
Pickle martini. Dill pickle.
You could
do a sweet pickle martini.
Wonder how that would be.
But I like a dill pickle martini.
I wonder how the sweet pickle martini would taste. And that's a typical, like you'll go out to a fancy restaurant and you'll order that.
If they have it.
I will usually get the Manhattan. I'll just go in. I'm going to open with a Manhattan.
I'll also make my own.
There you go. There you go. You know what?
That's actually, the first pickle martini I ever had, actually a mutual friend
really?
Of ours. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Katie C.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Huh. Who would have knew?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not one that would come to my mind, though.
That was a while back.
That's going back.
Pickle martini.
All right. Pickle martini's a good call. Yeah, I'm straight Manhattan, and then I'll have that while I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to drink with my meal. That's how my dining habits happen. Although tonight, with people coming over, I think I'm going to be going more summer drink. It's going to be hot. I don't think I'm going to do Manhattan.
It'd be a great night for the vodka lemonade.
Would be a great night for that. While I'm smoking up the tri-tip.
Oh, man.
Marinate in some cheap champagne, says the Chilton Auto Body text line. Anyone else has any suggestions? I'm down with it. You got a good rub I should use? You got a good marinade I should use? I need to know. And then I'm grilling up all kinds of fruit and vegetables with my sides. You got one?
The top one?
Little sidewalk slam?
What are you laughing at?
Well, whatever they're suggesting, you can only have one of those. Right?
Yeah.
What is Loco? It is 14% alcohol? Good Lord. What are you people doing? Does anyone really do the, what's the energy drink and vodka? Does anyone do the energy drink and vodka combo platter?
Yeah, like a vodka.
Yeah, like a Red Bull. Yeah. Does anyone play that game?
I used to play that game.
Look at that. The Spanger's doing it.
I used to play that game.
Did you ever get this one? Gatorade and vodka?
Yeah,
Because the Gatorade gets in your system faster, which means your body's affected quicker.
Yeah. I like that.
Because it's hydrating you and dehydrating you at the same time.
Yeah, you need that pull. You need that. It's kind of like the vodka Red Bull.
You know,
you get that pull. You're taking it down, and yet you're ramping yourself up.
Do you know what kind of severe problem you have if you're hydrating and dehydrating yourself? Or you think that you're somehow massively rehydrating while you're dehydrating?
Again, they sell IVs now.
Do they really?
You can, Coach, you could get an IV guy. You could have an IV guy. Like, you could be, you know, eating your tri-tip, having your drinks, and you could, you know, you're not feeling great, or you got to come in tomorrow, do the show with me at 8 o'clock. You might need an IV guy tonight or tomorrow to get you right.
I will give you this. I will tell you this.
And you're listening to, we got to do the thing. Yeah,
you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco Radio.com Sports Station. John Dickinson, Jim Cozumel, all excited about the Bay Bridge Series and tailgating, which got us into food and drink. And I'll give you my one tip, and that is at the end of the night, I will either make myself a protein shake to fill my body up with protein when I go to bed, or I will do some Gatorade guzzle. And I'm a Powerade guy myself, but I will do the Powerade guzzle to give myself, you know, just to rehydrate after an evening's worth of imbibing.
So, yeah, I've been known to do that.
You got to hit something to get your body at least, you know, equalized.
I've been known to hit the Pedialyte.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Just a little.
JD going to the Target, local Target, grabbing a case of Pedialyte.
Yeah.
You know, that's a week's worth. It's a month's worth, maybe. Marinate the tri-tip in red wine. Marinate the tri-tip in something with alcohol because it tenderizes the meat a lot better.
Which somebody said cheap champagne earlier, right? Is that you?
Yes, exactly. Cheap champagne. You know what we may be making this evening? I'll get the name of it in a second. I'll figure out the, it's Prosecco and, not Amaretto, Prosecco and something. And I'll get the name of it in a second. I'll tell you. It's got a little orange. I'll put a little orange slice in there. That's a refresher, baby. Crash at the 707. What do you have for us on Manhattan's? What do you have for us, Crash?
Well, if you're going for just a smooth Manhattan, you know, Basil Hayden's always a good whiskey to go with, a little bourbon. But one oddball one that I've thrown out there that I've had several people jump on to is use wild turkey and use orange bitters.
Oh, really?
One cube of ice. One cube of ice, you know, big cube of ice.
Yep.
But, guys, kind of calm it down enough, and it's really tasty. It's actually pretty good. And if you're marinating a tri-tip, the real hoppy IPA is actually a good one to throw in there, too.
Oh, is that so? A really hoppy IPA marinated in that for about an hour. Get it to room temperature before you put it in.
Right.
Oh, I love it. These are good suggestions, Crash. You need to call more often, buddy. 888-957-9570. I've been told that, is it Basil Hayden or Basil Haddon? Basil Hayden, I believe, is the bourbon. I've been told it's almost too good to use in a Manhattan because you don't want to take away its own flavor.
You just want to sip it.
A sip in bourbon.
Right.
You know, like I'll use a Maker's.
Well, whiskey sipper.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas I'll use some Maker's or I'll use, you know, something along those lines, a middle of the road, decent vodka. I'll tell you, Four Roses is the best buy in the business. Aperol Spritz is what I'm making tonight.
Oh, that's what you're having.
I'm making Aperol Spritz tonight. Thank you, 310.
Okay.
Whew, that thing is good.
Those are popular.
Those are good, too. Big fan of the Aperol Spritz. Can't go wrong with it. So now that you know what my afternoon is like.
925 wants to know, where do you get the IV bags?
Maybe that's going to be my player's name, IV bags. My player's weekend name on my back of my jersey. I like that, Ivy Bags.
That'll be our guy Nasher's weekend name.
We got good stuff here. Good suggestions on the text line. Just don't put Windex.
Yeah.
What is the matter with you people?
You don't want to do that.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.